You have to speak nice and loud. Who's speaking?
My question is, when I'm thinking about I have to drink water, people on the street usually see it in my eyes and they don't stop for me. And the best results I have when I don't think about water. But I want to understand which is the best way for meditation.
Well, no meditation is to, quota is not a meditation. Giving people Krishna consciousness is our meditation. But at the same time, we take responsibility for maintaining a preaching institution, which is here. So what's the quota? The quota is how much your hot water costs, how much the prasadam costs, how much the bills cost, and other things like that. And that's a fixed amount. Want to lower your quota for the marathon? Tell us to turn off the hot water and you can have a lower quota. But so it's not our quota, it's the quota of the world around us. And but that's not what devotees meditate on. We meditate on giving people Krishna consciousness. But that doesn't mean that we're not aware of other things at the same time. We think about a lot of things. And that's one of the things that we keep in mind. I don't think devotees should be thinking about the quota when they're preaching or distributing books. Follow? Something else? Someone else?
Guru Maharaj.
Because we do, if we're in the right consciousness, we do much more than our quota. And if Krishna empowers us, then that's just, not that this is how much you should do, but you should be aware that sort of our expenses break down more or less per head in this way. And just like yesterday, Sridham, he was appreciating that for them, it's a new thing that actually the brahmacharis take responsibility for maintaining the temple. Brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, grihasthas, with book distributions. And the brahmacharis in Mumbai, they don't have any financial burden because they got 8,000 devotees in the counselor system who give for the maintenance of the temple. But that, he was saying, gives a real unrealistic picture for the temple residents about what life's about. And we're trying to get everyone to understand what the material world is, not what it isn't. And this is part of being in the material world. You had that question?
Maharaj, the question is about finding small books in the trash. And there's a plenty that I see on the street, and should be my reaction, what is my thoughts?
Well, take them out. Only take them out. I don't know what else were you thinking about.
Just giving big books. Don't distribute the small books and only give us big books.
Well, people throw away big books too. We had that all the time at the airport, people throwing away big books. Especially when someone else came up to them and told them that this was something bad. No, small books, big books, it's all the absolute truth. But just take it out, sell it again. Well, you can give it away if you want, because it's already been paid for.
Okay.
The difference between most of the small books and the big books is that the Prabhupada specifically wrote the small books for distribution, and the big books for distribution, and the small books are often a compilation of Prabhupada's lectures or talks, with the exception of something like Easy Journey, which Prabhupada wrote. But it doesn't make them any less true. What else?
Consciousness, that level, when we...
Say that again?
Yes. How can we reach that level or that consciousness when we have desire to our quote, but not attached for it? Because mostly when I attached for the quota, I just will be angry, but when I start to just leave it, I just will be not the perfect, not the best.
I think there's a misunderstanding as to what it means not to be attached to the result. You can't do things devotionally if you're not attached. The quality of the quality of the result. In other words, should a cook not care if they burn offering for Krishna when they're cooking? It doesn't mean that you don't care being attached. It means that you do your best and you care about the result. You want to offer the best result, the biggest result to Krishna. If it doesn't work, you don't give up. That's what it means not to be attached. You don't stop trying. You just continue to try in a different way, a better way, to get a better result. In other words, one does not give up devotional service. One does not give up one's effort. And you don't get into a state of mind that discourages you from service. But it's natural that someone wants to do their best, wants to offer their best. So why wouldn't, you have feelings that relate to that, but it isn't that you become indifferent. But not being attached means that you don't become so angry or discouraged, oh, I give up, I don't. I'm not doing this anymore. And not being attached means that our motivation is not that we're attached to receiving some kind of recognition for the service that we do. In other words, if we're not serving because we want to become recognized as a great servant or a great book distributor or whatever, and also we're not averse to being corrected or instructed if we're not doing service properly. So raga dvesha vimuktastu visham indyasham. We're not trying to be averse, we're not trying to be attached, but we want the best. We want the best for Krishna. not that we're indifferent, but that the feelings and the desire is spiritual rather than being material. So I may not be happy with myself for not having done so well. That's all right, but I shouldn't get in my head about it. And I shouldn't become discouraged to do better, but rather I should be encouraged, all right, I'll do better tomorrow. So Prabhupada wanted, he continued to try. Year after year, decade after decade, even though he didn't meet with success, and until finally he did get success in spreading Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was never discouraged, even though he was dissatisfied. He was dissatisfied with the lack of support he was getting. He was dissatisfied with the reaction of Indian people in general. But Prabhupada never gave up. And that's what it means to be detached. Never give up. Whatever the result, whatever you feel, you always continue on serving.